Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The Bible is a book which encourages us, which builds us up and strengthens us. That being the case, we want to look in this series of lessons at the most encouraging or some of the most encouraging verses in the Bible that will help us to know God better, to be more encouraged in our faith, and to walk the Christian life in a way that's pleasing to God. If we had to pick verses that were at the top of a list of most encouraging verses, I believe Psalm 103 in verse 10 would be there. The psalmist said of God, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. This verse is highly encouraging because it shows the forgiveness of God. Are we deserving to be dealt with according to our iniquities? Absolutely. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. All of us, because of that sin, have been separated from God, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, and are deserving of spiritual death, Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4. Were it to end there, it would be a sad and gloomy story. But friends, the fact that God says, I've not dealt with you according to your sins, nor punished you according to your iniquities, is a very encouraging passage. It shows us the forgiveness of God. Now, how does God grant forgiveness? Well, He grants it by obedience to the gospel. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have you heard the word of God? Romans 10, verse 17. Have you believed in Jesus? John 8, 24. Have you put your faith in Him and repented of sin? Luke 13, 3. Have you made that good confession? Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. And have you been baptized for the forgiveness of sins? Acts 2, verse 38. If you've done those things, you know that Psalm 103, verse 10 is encouraging. How encouraging it is to know God in heaven is not a God who wants to send people to hell. He's a God who wants people to be saved and to go to heaven. And so may we be encouraged by the forgiveness of God.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.